smells like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That guy's retarded.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Yes, it's true. France is once again surrendering. The Prime Minister of France says his country is broke and has to stop being so generous to its workers. At the time, Francois Fillon was talking to farmers who were demanding more government subsidies.
Well, they're not wasting any money on deodorant over there.
Fillon cut right to the chase. I am the head of a state, he said, that is in a position of bankruptcy. I'm the head of a state that has not passed a balanced budget in 25 years. This can't go on.
Where's my freedom fries?
Taken from us. Yes, it can. France has a budget deficit of about $45 billion. Mike Tyson pleaded guilty today to drug and DUI charges that were filed last year.
Hey, Mike.
I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back there to prison.
I know.
Why is that?
I just want to go back in prison by the stuff you see. You
like, what do you see?
Like
what?
I don't shower much. You know, you're going to shower. You,
why
you
not?
See guys, you guys see genitals, guys' rectums.
He's pleading guilty to drug and DUI charges that were filed last year as he was leaving a nightclub in Scottsdale, Arizona. After an evening at the Pussycat Lounge, the bombed boxer admitted to police he uses cocaine, quote, whenever I can get my hands on it.
Did you call him the bombed boxer?
I did.
The bombed boxer.
He said he likes it in hollowed out Marlboro cigarettes, that cocaine.
Me too.
Just like Rob.
Does he still have the tattoo on his face? Or is he past that now?
Oh, no.
You can't get that removed.
No, he's got that big tiger on his face. Just like Charlie Manson still has that big swastika on his forehead. No better way to say to your parole board
I'm ready.
That you've turned the corner than to have a swastika or a giant tiger all over your face.
Slow down, tiger.
Well, after his arrest, Tyson checked himself into rehab for various addictions. He said he'd also used marijuana that day while taking the antidepressant Zoloft. Former NBA star Dennis Rodman, meanwhile, has been charged today with sexual battery. TMZ.com.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, there he is.
How are you doing? What's up, Doc? I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I don't wear fur.
That's
what's up, Doc? How are you doing?
TMZ.com
it's
says...
Horrible. Horrible.
Horrible.
First of all, I want to say that's that, terrible.
They're effing with me and they're effing with my family.
If you don't like it, F you and your families too.
Now let's talk about the game.
TMZ.com says,
I have your forecast today. Hot! Welcome to the part of the show we call Stream of Consciousness.
That's right. TMZ says Rodman is accused of slapping a woman's rear so hard it left, and I quote, a major mark. Rodman's lawyer says it's just another woman trying to squeeze money out of the guy. It's
no! Kelly Clarkson!
Now a case for the sex crimes unit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hospital officials have listed George Clooney in handsome to gorgeous condition.
How are you doing?
After the motorcycle...
Mike, stop. Stop with your silly voices.
I know. It's a Clooney story.
Stop, everybody. It's Clooney time.
Clooney! Yes, handsome to gorgeous after the motorcycle crash that stopped all our hearts over the weekend. The broken rib and scrapes will heal, but it might be a little tougher for passenger Sarah Larson.
Someone call for a doctor?
She broke her foot. There are 28 bones in the human foot.
Who cares about her foot? I'm more worried about Clooney's big rib.
He's fine. He's going to be fine.
It's big, hard rib.
He was on a Harley, right?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. But he had on a helmet. So did she. He was, however, passing on the right at the time that vehicle in front of him was making a right turn. And because she doesn't have enough trouble, Britney Spears has finally been charged with hitting that parked car we've all seen so many times. She's facing misdemeanor counts of hit-and-run driving.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
No.
It's my job.
Leave Britney alone!
I'm sorry, no.
She farts a lot.
That's what I hear.
We found that on today's show.
That's what her bodyguard says. Also charged with driving without a valid license. She faces up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine for each charge. The owner of the damaged car says she just wants it fixed. Kooky, horny actor James Woods seems to be saying that O.J. was right about his late wife, Nicole Brown, being sexually active. Woods told TV's Craig Ferguson that Nicole wanted to have an affair with him behind O.J.'s back and that another time the two of them, O.J. and Nicole, seemed to be inviting James Woods in for a three-way.
You know what James Woods better
be doing?
Yeah,
because when you see James Woods, you think three-way.
You know what you better be doing right now?
One.
See what I'm doing right here?
Yeah.
What are you touching my neck?
Oh, yes.
You better be glad that his neck is still attached to his head.
It's a little scary.
I'm thinking about spending some time with Juice.
OJ will still be pissed off.
Well, say what you will about Nicole Brown Simpson. She had taste.
Yes, quality.
Quoting Woods, this gorgeous blonde starts talking to me about how she's not happy with her marriage. I'm going through a divorce at the time, and I'm taking the bait.
How about when celebrities call him Jimmy? Yeah, Jimmy Woods.
Jimmy Woods.
Uh-huh. Jimmy, or here's another great James that's a Jimmy. Jimmy Kahn. Yeah. I was talking to Jimmy Kahn and Jimmy Woods.
And isn't it normally Jim Gandolfini?
Yes.
Jim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It turns out OJ had a run-in with South Florida police just before he was arrested in Las Vegas. The New York Post says the cops were called after Simpson allegedly threatened to kill his handyman. That man's wife says Simpson accused her husband of having an affair with Simpson's sometime girlfriend.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
All the trouble it's caused.
Juice.
So you're watching your favorite TV show, and suddenly some other characters go...
King of Queens.
For example.
That's I'm sorry, I was half sleeping, and you said...
Favorite TV
show. You're watching
show.
Your favorite TV mm-hmm. show.
It's a good answer.
ATJ.
But don't you hate it?
What's that?
According to Jim.
Don't you hate it when you're watching either of those shows and characters from some other show go dancing across the bottom of your screen?
Yes.
I Met Your Mother.
Uh-huh. The Closer. Now, Kira Sedgwick in her big mouth.
In one of these animated banner ads, the invading character even waves around a flashlight. How annoying is that?
That's Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah, exactly. Can distract you from what you were trying to watch.
She's trying to give an OBGYN test to Glenn Close in her show on FX.
That's right.
Well, these delightful digital invasions on your precious screen space are called snipes in the business. Not to be confused with bugs.
Snipes.
Or our favorite actor.
Wesley.
Do you remember we used to have his cell phone?
Right.
And here's his message. Beep.
Snipes. It's not available.
Anyway, don't confuse the snipes with the bugs. Those are the network symbols usually in the lower right-hand corner of the picture. Snipes are the banner across the bottom, often animated. As Lewis Black said at the Emmys, we don't care about the next show. We're watching this show. ABC plans to address the problem by avoiding animated snipes, favoring instead icons that, like a computer, lead you to other information if you want it.
Oh, pop-up ads.
Exactly. Only smaller in this case, mm-hmm. I think, is what they're talking
Smash.
About. Meanwhile, your hard drive is killing your sex drive. That's our story when we continue.
All right, Buzz, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.